Oh, yes, the life of a humble sportscaster from Baltimore. We are on the road and back in Studio 208 in Sarasota, Florida. Lots to get to on the Orioles tonight, no doubt about that. But first, let's check in with our friend and Ravens linebacker, Brendan Iambadejo. B.A., what's going on?
What up, guys? How's it going?
It's going well, and I do appreciate you joining us. And I know you have a big autograph signing in town tomorrow that we'll get to in a moment here. But first, can we talk about what happened in New Orleans? Has that sunk in for you yet?
No, not really. I haven't had a chance to really enjoy it because as soon as we won the ship, then I went home for a couple of days, and then I had to go right off to school at George Washington University. So I haven't really had a chance to relax, just be a world champ and sleep in my own bed. That's all I want to do.
Well, I know you have a big exam coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I have a test at 7 o'clock, so I've just been studying for that. I'm over here in D.C. at DuPont Circle just getting ready for that.
Are you in, like, a Starbucks right now in DuPont studying, or where are you right now?
No, I'm in my hotel. The test is actually in some classrooms they have set up in the hotel today. We don't have a lecture on campus today.
Can you give me the class? What class is it?
It's macroeconomics.
My goodness, Brendan. That is amazing. Can you tell me the challenge in front of you tonight?
In my test?
Yeah, is it something like facing the 49ers in Super Bowl 47, or is it harder for you?
Nah, it's easier than that. We had that down packed. Yeah, it's just, you know, how currencies affect markets, and if interest rates go up, inflation, if you dump a bunch of currency in a market, what's going to happen with inflation, closed economies, open markets, things like that. You know, all the interesting stuff that everybody wants to talk about on a sports show.
Brendan, I think you lost me at macro. So let's go on to this big thing you have coming up tomorrow night. A lot of Ravens coming to this big autograph session in town at the DoubleTree in Pikesville, 1726 Reisterstown Road in Pikesville, and an opportunity to see all the Ravens. Tomorrow night's free. It is an $8 charge for Saturday, so it's a two-day event. But you'll be there tomorrow with Sam Cook, Terrell Suggs, Tyrod Taylor, Laquan Williams, and former Raven Dwayne Starks. So a great chance to see the fans again. And it feels like it's been a while, but it's only been a few weeks.
Yeah, you know, it'll be my first time back around the fans since we had a million people running crazy on their taking days off since we had the parade after we won the championship, so I'm excited to get around some of my guys and get around some old veteran guys. Dwayne Starks is actually in the program with me, getting his MBA as well, so we'll be there, and we're excited to see the fans.
And before we let you go, and we know you have to run, tell us about your workout machine. Do you put that off at all, or do you go right back at it?
No, well, I'm still working out, but of course it's at a real slow pace, just getting on a bike or getting on a treadmill and lifting some light weights, but I'll get back to it probably in March. I think it's more important right now to let my body heal. But I'm still training, just training really lightly, just getting the blood flowing and getting a little pump, and that's about it, nothing too intensive.
Brendan Iambadejo, Ravens linebacker, special teams ace. Brendan, best of luck tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow, everybody.